Health insurance company Anthem Blue Cross is being sued for the second time this year, but this time in a class action lawsuit filed by the nonprofit organization Consumer Watchdog. The suit is the result of Blue Cross changing its policy or raising deductibles and other costs. I'm joined today by some people involved in the suit, attorney Jerry Flanagan and plaintiff Janet Kasouf. This is the second time that a lawsuit has been brought against Anthem Blue Cross in the last year. Why was this suit filed?
Well, Blue Cross has done two things that violate its contract with consumers. One, back in May, Blue Cross unilaterally increased the policy's annual deductible. Right? These are policies that are sold with an annual deductible that consumers count on. Blue Cross decided to change the terms of the contract in the middle of the year. The deductible, as most people know, is really the essential term of the contract. It's the amount of money that a consumer has to pay out of pocket before the insurer starts paying. So an insurance company raises a deductible midway through the year, it's akin to moving the finish line after someone finished the race. Or folks that had met their deductible already, they were told, well, I'm sorry, you owe us more money. In addition, in August, the company notified consumers saying that now we have reserved the right to change any term of your policy, any term of your contract, whether it be a benefit that's covered, a treatment, up to six times a year, so every 2 months. So consumers are left in this ridiculous position where they purchase a contract and policy that is supposed to have an annual deductible and they believe to be an annual policy, and now Blue Cross is telling them that every 2 months we're going to change or can change the amount you're going to pay and we're going to change the benefits you receive. In no other kind of consumer contract is that okay, and it's not okay here. In fact, the courts will be asked to enforce the Blue Cross contract under the terms that the consumers believe that they had purchased, which is that when you buy an annual policy with an annual deductible, Blue Cross has to keep the out-of-pocket costs fixed at whatever they promised, and they can't change the terms of the contract in the middle of the year. That's basic contract law. Blue Cross feels that since they're the large company and most of these people are individual consumers, that they can make these changes and the consumer won't fight back. This class action is a group of over 100,000 consumers, and I'm sitting here with Janet Kasouf, who's the lead plaintiff, telling Blue Cross that no, you have to live up to the promises that you made to your consumers.
And what kind of new expenses are clients seeing?
Well, it's everything from out-of-pocket deductibles, co-pays, so that co-payment is the amount that you pay every time you go to the doctor. There's also a yearly maximum that is the amount that you pay in deductibles and co-pays. Supposedly the maximum you have to pay out of pocket, that's changing, as well as the deductible. And the deductible is the key number here. It's the sort of one of the essential terms of the coverage and is often built into the name of the contract. For instance, these policies are PPO 500, PPO 1000, PPO 1500. The number in the name of the policy is the actual annual deductible. Blue Cross has really emphasized to its consumers that the deductible is the essential term. They've named their policies after the annual deductible. Yet just 5 months into the year, Blue Cross says, well, you know what? We're going to change that deductible. And that reserving Blue Cross making those changes deductible allows the company to virtually assure itself that it will never have to pay any expenses. If the company can keep changing the amount that the consumer has to pay out of pocket during the year, Blue Cross has the control over what may undermine their need to actually pay anything. They can keep moving that out-of-pocket payment back as the closer you get to it, and the consumer will never meet it. That really renders these contracts illusory. If a consumer can't count on coverage being there or can't count on the cost of the coverage, then a contract's not worth the paper it's printed on. And the court here will be called on to enforce the terms of the contract as they appear, and we'll also be asking the court to require Blue Cross to give up any profits it made by making these mid-year changes.
Will this affect their company, or will people stop using them, or are these people stuck in bad contracts?
A lot of folks, and this is a really important question, in the contracts that are affected by this suit are all individual contracts. So these are folks that don't have coverage from an employer, but purchase individual contract on their own. Most are small business owners, entrepreneurs. In California, in the individual market, a health insurance company can refuse to sell coverage to people who've had even minor health conditions in the past. And in fact, I have these, what they call underwriting guidelines, which are the company's internal documents that show what are considered uninsurable conditions. And literally, if you have acne or asthma, or if you take Lamisil for toenail fungus, you're considered uninsurable. The way that relates to our case is that folks that have had even minor health conditions feel trapped in their Blue Cross policy because they know they can't purchase from another company. And they feel trapped by the company. They feel forced, the gun to their head, to pay a higher premium for less coverage. And their only option is to leave the company but go uninsured. And the company, you know, knows that. They know that a lot of individual consumers don't have an option to go elsewhere. It really appears that the company believes it can make any changes or to make any demands on the consumer consumer it wants, and there's nothing they can do about it. That's what this class action is about, is to bringing these individuals together who on their own have a hard time fighting with Blue Cross, but then giving them the strength of that group to go to court and say, look, you know, judge, we really want to make sure that our contracts are honored, and these are very basic promises that Blue Cross made, but they're not living up to their end of the bargain. It's really a classic bait and switch game here, where the insurance company baits the consumer with a promise of a certain premium, a certain deductible, and a certain benefit, and then once the consumer signs up or renews their contract, they go, well, we've changed our mind. Of course, we're going to keep taking your premium. We're also going to increase the premium dramatically, but we're going to cut off the benefit. What other company, you know, has that kind of control over its consumers other than, say, OPEC or Enron, you know, companies that are famous for increasing costs and then cutting off access to a essential benefit, like in this case, healthcare. People might remember a few years ago the issue of health insurance rescission, where Blue Cross would wait until someone got sick and then cancel them retroactively, claiming that something was omitted in the fine print of the application. Bait and switch changes are sort of the newest attempt by Blue Cross to keep premiums high and then find ways to cut off access to benefits as a good way of making a bunch of money for the company, obviously, but bad for consumers because they're paying for something they're not receiving.
Janet, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're covered by Blue Cross, correct?
Yes.
And what made you want to join this lawsuit?
Because I'm just tired of them insulting my intelligence and the intelligence of all the people that are stuck in this plan, because, you know, it's an independent PPO, it's not under a big group, and taking advantage of the fact that most of us have been with them a long time and individual policyholders, and it consistently goes up your premium and your benefits go down. But this last one was a little bit too much, where they sent us a letter in February of last year telling us they were making these changes in an effort to lessen, I'm going to read you from the letter, the impact of rising health care costs. Two paragraphs down, they then say, changing your premium effective May 1st, your current premium is $1,821 a month. Your new premium will be $2,222 a month, an increase of $401 per month, or 22%. One paragraph, they say they're going to do this to lessen my impact, and then they go and raise it. At the same time, they also said that they were going to be changing the co-pays and the maximum amount that you would be paying out of pocket, which they did. Aside from raising me $401 a month, or 22% just for the next year, they also are raising $1,330 out of pocket from me out of the maximum amount that I'm going to pay them. So really, aside from the $26,666 I pay them per year after taxes, just in premium, now the out-of-pocket that I would have to pay before they would pay 100% would be $7,000, and my co-pays are up. That and the fact now that every other month they can raise my premium, they can reduce my benefits, they can increase my co-pays. I don't know of any other kind of contract anywhere where you can do that. Your mortgage, your auto insurance, your fire insurance, all of those types of insurance that you have, they're not allowed to do that. Why? Because they're regulated by the Department of Insurance. This type of policy by Blue Cross is under the Department of Managed Care that doesn't ask why and ask for information regarding the need for it. All Blue Cross says, which is easy for any of us to say, is we have an increase in our expenses, so we need to do this. I don't think so when they're over 10, 15 times the need to have in reserves for them to do this to us. Where else would you be paying almost $27,000 a year for a health insurance policy that I hardly use? It's not experience rated, but I'm trapped because I'm a 13-year survivor of breast cancer, and if I go somewhere else, I won't be allowed to have insurance, as Jerry just stated, with underwriting guidelines. And I'm speaking for hundreds of thousands of Californians that are stuck in the same situation. They have us entrapped in this, and they're taking full advantage of it because they're not regulated by Department of Insurance.
What is your hope?
I hope that the courts will find that you can't change every other month whether you're going to be covered, as an example, for your whether your cancer medication, your asthma medication, or anything else, and allow that to happen, because that's what will happen with this. Allow that your premiums keep going up and your benefits down every other month. You don't even have a fixed cost or your deductible. I hope that they force them to go back to having a fixed amount per year, which the contract states for an annual deductible, a fixed amount that you know your co-pays are going to be and your premiums.
Janet, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for having me. And I hope that we can help others within California.